relating to matters such as mortality and faith, set forth in an authoritative manner by a religion. Say that again for you slowly. For those of you who got the Monday Morning High look at it, you're already familiar with this. But all I did, look it up, go get a definition, and then sit there and shout for a minute, because it's exactly what we've been talking about now for quite some time. But let it sink into your ears. A doctrine or a corpus of doctrines. What's that, Lola?
A bunch.
Yes. Thanks, Lola. It's all put together, like a lot of them, like laid upon. Okay? Of doctrines relating to matters such as mortality and faith, set forth in an authoritative manner by a religion. Jesus took that out of the way. Jesus took that out of the way. When that's what you begin to see, you should pay close attention, because it's quite possibly something that Jesus took out of the way. And the word there, written record, handwriting, is so special, because it goes back to fulfilling the prophecy of Jeremiah 31 and 33, that Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, put it in what we know as the 8th chapter, and also the 10th chapter and the 16th verse. It's in Hebrews twice. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So it says Jesus took away the written record. That would be a direct reference to the law. Those things written down that you're supposed to read and pay attention to and keep, right? Those ordinances that came down from an authoritative fashion from religion that touch morality and faith. All of those things Jesus took out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. You can't get any more gone than that, okay? That was the end, that was the death, that was the blood, that was the sacrifice, that was what covered, washed away everything. The other side was nothing but life, and that's the picture out of the prophet Jeremiah in the 31st chapter, 33rd verse, that the writer in Hebrews is emphasizing here. Yes, he took it away, and what God wanted, instead of writing these things down, he put them into your heart. They are literally living, they're alive, living in you. His word speaks to you. It's good to study, it's good to learn, it's good to grow, but it is great to learn to listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks to you, to learn what it is. See, we have the commandment of love, and we have the commandment to live by faith. That's who we are, okay? So, we learn how to walk by faith by listening to him and by reading about him, reading the revelation that God gave through Jesus and the revelation that the Spirit gave to these men who wrote these letters down for us from the beginning. In a way, as I was talking about it the other day, it's almost like going back to the beginning. And I've said often, people always want to go back to the early church, and I'm saying, you know, I don't really want to do that. First of all, I don't want to live there, okay? Second, but I understand what you mean. But the idea of going back to the beginning means to do what's being talked about here, to take away these things that have been built up literally over centuries. It started by the time you got into the second century, into the 200s, by the 300s, men had begun to organize it, and the organization looked very much like the Jews, with all the laws and rules and regulations and ordinances and things you had to keep. Only Jesus was in the middle of it, and so supposedly that made it okay. To go back to the beginning would be to get back to when it was written in their hearts and when they were freshly learning and when the Spirit of God was teaching them before these things. And again, I've said every week, you go back and read Peter, read Paul's writings to Timothy especially, read what Jude had to say, and even James. All of these men, when they wrote, they said, look, this is what's going to happen. There's going to come in people that are going to try to take you captive and get you to pay attention to them instead of the Spirit of God. And they're going to bring in heresy. They're going to cause you to stumble. They want to gain control over you because they want to have power over you so that they can basically, when you use the shepherd's term, you fleece the flock. And that's been going on now for centuries. I believe that the Spirit of God right now, I don't think we're the only ones by any means. I think all around the world, not even just this country, that the Spirit of God is saying, you need to shake this stuff off, okay? Because I'm doing a work here. I do believe we're in the latter days. Remember, we talked about that before. How come we believe we're in the latter days? Well, remember what we said? Anybody remember? From Daniel 9. People are going to travel to and fro. They're going to rush to and fro. And knowledge will abound, increase, multiply. That when it says in the last days, that will happen. Remember how we spent a whole Sunday talking about all those things that are going on. There is, in my opinion, you can disagree, obviously, but in my opinion, there's no doubt that that's happening, which gives a significant indication that we are in those days. And as I was meditating over the word glorious, because we're told all the time, you know, that Jesus is coming back for a glorious church, right? A glorious church. And remember how we've gone through that word glory all the way through. You know, we're talking about the light. We're talking about the scientific term, the light reflecting back to its source. Y'all got all that stuff? Do y'all think about these things when you read? I take it you do.